Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, asking you to involve your listening senses to enjoy music by Luther, Bach, Schütz, Telemann, DeMonte, Schiele, and Gillickson. This visit is called Sounds of Praise and Reformation. This visit commenced with an arrangement of Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott by Johann Walter. The group Capella Amsterdam, led by Jan Böcke, performed the melody by Martin Luther. He wrote it sometime between 1527 and 29. A Mighty Fortress is one of the best-loved hymns of the Lutheran and Protestant tradition. It has been called the battle hymn of the Reformation. Gott ist hier, ist Sonn und Schild was composed by J.S. Bach for October 31, 1725. It is scored for two horns and timpani, oboes and strings, and occasionally Bach adds two flutes during the cantata. The opening chorus has a rollicking festive sound as the choir sings, God the Lord is Sun and Shield. The third movement employs the hymn, Now Thank We All Our God, and closes with the chorale, Preserve Us in the True Path. Arlene Auger is the soprano, Julia Hamari gives us the rich alto voice, and Philip Hittenbrocker sings the robust bass. This is Cantata 79, written for Reformation by J.S. Bach and sung by the Gehinger Kantorei with the Bach Ensemble conducted by Helmut Rieling.
Thank you. Katrop. Wir wissen den rechten Weg zur Seligkeit, denn Jesu, du hast ihn uns durch dein Wort gewiesen, drum bleibt dein Name jederzeit gepriesen. Weil aber viele noch zu dieser Zeit an Fremdem Joch aus Blindheit ziehen müssen, ach, so erbarme dich auch ihrer gnädiglich, dass sie den rechten Weg erkennen und dich bloß ihren
You have just enjoyed Cantata 79 for Reformation, written on October 31, 1725, by Johann Sebastian Bach. Helmut Rehling led the soloists, the Gegenger Kantorei and Bach Ensemble of Stuttgart. German composer Heinrich Schütz, who lived 100 years before Bach, gave the world some monumental choral works with instruments and created a sound that would be enhanced by his predecessors. In his final set of sacred compositions called Der Schwanensong, Schütz gives us a very brilliant creation. It's a song of strong praise, Jauchzet dem Herrn alle Welt, all the world stop and praise God. This is sung by the Tapiola Chamber Choir from Finland under the baton of Paul Hillier.
Thank you.
was one of the last songs composed by Heinrich Schütz, taken from a set of sacred pieces called Der Schwanengesang. Jaxet dem Herrn alle Welt. His music was always a showstopper. Paul Hillier led the Tapiola Chamber Choir from Finland. Part of the Sounds of Praise and Reformation. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art now in its 24th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
Thank you.
A Mighty Fortress is Our God, based on Martin Luther's hymn. That was a setting by Georg Philipp Telemann, another strong Baroque composer from Germany. The artists in this case were the Magdeburger Kammerchor and Baroque Orchestra. The conductor was Lothar Henning. That was another short hymn of praise, this time based on Psalm 107, Sing to the Lord, for He is Good. This was composed by Philippus de Monte, who lived 1521 to 1603. The performers were Capella Amsterdam, who we heard at the beginning of our visit. While J.S. Bach was doing his thing, there were several other composers offering their talents to create many stunning choral works. Next is a piece by a man who was a cousin of Johann Kuno. As a very young chap, Johann Scheele entered the Elector Chapel in Dresden, then guided by Heinrich Schütz. I am sure that the prevailing musical thought stimulated many fine musicians. This is one of two large chorale cantatas called Christus, der ist mein Leben, Christ, You Are My Life. This was written in 1688 and 89, as interpreted now by the King's Consort, directed by Robert King.
Thank you.
That fine chorale cantata, reminiscent of those by Bach, was written by Johann Schoele and performed with wonderful enthusiasm by the King's consort, led by Robert King. It was called Christ, You Are My Life. It was Martin Luther that loved the Psalms, and he felt prayer was also a very important part of his life. Here is a piece that is strongly different than all the others we've heard on this visit. It's based on Psalm 27, The Lord is My Light and My Salvation. The composer is Harold Gullickson, and the Uhrenenburg Vocal Ensemble does the honors. Composer and singers are from Norway.
Oh.
I'm guessing that Psalm 27 was a strong part of Martin Luther's spiritual philosophy. The Lord is my light and my salvation. You heard the Jorenienburg Vocal Ensemble with their pure voices moving through the beautiful motet by Harald Gellickson. Both are from Norway. Our sounds of praise and reformation come to a majestic close as we recall the wonderful opening chorus from Cantata 80 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott is performed by the Tom Manor Chor and Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig. They are led by Georg Christoph Biller.
Thank you.
You have just heard the opening chorus from Cantata No. 80, Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott, by Johann Sebastian Bach. Georg Christoph Biller was the conductor for the Tom Manor Choir and Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Sounds of Praise and Reformation. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for more powerful and modern insights into the world of the vocal and choral art. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2013.